Yeah, I would say that Wednesday was not our best practice. And then it got better on Thursday. And I felt like today there was good tempo and good assignments. And that's what we have to do. We've got to get better every day. We have to understand that practice is very, very important to the success of this football team. And so we have to come out there every single day with the mindset that we're going to get better and we're going to practice, you know, in a crisp, sharp manner every single day.
The Jets were able to get quite a bit of pressure on Carr in week 1. Is that something you guys can do to kind of get to a rookie quarterback and take on the game?
It's always a game plan, Dave. You know, whatever the game plan is, that's what we're going to try to do. Obviously, whenever a quarterback drops back to pass, whether he's a rookie or a 16-year veteran, you're always trying to rush the passer and put pressure on him. We've got to look at what they do. That's what we're trying to do. We've got to make sure that we understand what they're doing. It's like a first game, though, in the fact that they haven't played a lot of games. So there's the unknown, just like there was in Washington, and we've got to be ready for that. You know, there's no way to know exactly what they're going to do. So that's something we have to be very much ready for. Well, when you go on the road, all you have there is your coaching staff, your trainers, your equipment guys, support staff, and your players, most importantly. And that's the mentality that you have to have, because when you're on the road, that's all you have. And you make sure that everybody understands that's all you need, that you go out there and you've got everybody on board that you need to win the game. And winning on the road is very, very difficult in this league. And this will be our first experience as a team together on the road, like you said, preseason, but our first experience as a regular season game, and we'll see how it goes. The reason why we do music is so that we can have really good communication, and one of the parts of communication is not only the talking, but how you see a guy's different body language, maybe eye contact, maybe it's a hand signal, maybe it's some other type of signal. That's the main reason for it, so that the coaches aren't always out there telling the player what to do. And then obviously with the road and the noise of the crowd, that's another example of why you would play music. And so hopefully, you know, we've played music a lot, like you said, and it's been loud. So hopefully we're able to deal with the crowd noise because of that.
Last year, Texans had a lot of fans that went on the road, especially early, and they seemed like they're going to go. Would you be surprised to see a lot of fans out there?
I don't.
What would they mean?
Right. Well, I don't. First of all, Houston is such a great football city. It's just awesome. The fans last week in the Washington Redskin game, I mean, it was loud. When Blue blocked that punt, I felt like the roof was going to come off this place, and that's just great for our players, and that's what our fans are all about, and that's why we're working so hard to give them a winner. And then obviously if they travel well to the road games, that means so much to our team. You know, anytime you win on the road and you know your fans are the ones left in the stadium cheering for you, that's a great feeling for your football team. So hopefully we get a lot of Houston Texan fans there. I don't think it was a matter of convincing him, John. I think it was more we spoke a few times, and then he came to Houston, and we sat down and had a long conversation about my coaching style, what I believed in, and then on the other side of it, what he believed in, his coaching style. And we believe in a lot of the same things. We believe in the 34 defense. We believe in mixing it up on third down and in the red area. We believe in how to practice. We believe in situational football. And so it was apparent that as we began talking over the phone and then in person that this had a chance to be a good match, you know. And he's been great on this staff. Obviously a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for because of what he's done in this league. He's been in this league for a very long time, and he's been in every role in this league. He's been a position coach. He's been a coordinator. He's been a head football coach. He's won championships, and to me, it's he's you know, obviously a very integral part of this staff.
Do you find yourself asking him, since he's done what you have, you're doing for the first time, do you find yourself asking him?
I usually, you know, he's got a lot on his plate, you know, trying to run the defense, so I don't usually do that. I if there's something that I want to run by him that maybe it has to do defensively with something that we're doing from a head coach perspective, maybe I would ask him something like that. But overall, I kind of let him do his job and try to worry about being a head coach all by myself.
Now that you've seen him a lot, what is the one thing that really jumps out at you that you're like, wow, not, you know, everything
that he does? He's a very poised guy and a very smart guy. He's seen it all. So in the game, he's very poised and calm, and he's able to make adjustments during the game. And I think that that has a lot to do with his intelligence, and it has a lot to do with his experience. He's just been there, done that, and it's hard to surprise a guy like that because he's seen so many different things, and that's really a good, a great quality to have on your coaching staff. And I think, too, John, one of the things about Romeo is I believe he's great for young coaches. He's a good mentor for young coaches, you know, guys that are coming up in the business to see how he does it. You know, he's been a part of a lot of winning organizations, New York and New England, and hopefully now here in Houston. And I think that's good for young coaches to see how he works. There's three receivers that I've been around, Randy Moss, Wes Welker, and Andre Johnson, that are all hugely talented guys, but most importantly, really bright guys. Andre is such a special player, not only because of his talent, but also because of his intelligence and his ability to go out in the practice field and refine his routes and work on his craft and then go to the game and say, hey, look, this is how they played me on that play. I think I can do this. Or, hey, you know, 10 years ago I did this against this corner. This might be something that would work against this guy. You know, these guys that are, in my opinion, the best in the business. And Andre Johnson is a fantastic player. I've said that over and over again. These guys, they're not just there because of their talent. They're there because of their ability to understand what they see and be able to attack it. And that's he brings a lot to our football team.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.